You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Ahead of the World Humanitarian Summit, the Sovereign Order of Malta has inaugurated the photographic exhibition The Devil Within Us by Czech photographer Jan Sibic. For the last 30 years, Sibic has travelled to the world's most troubled countries, documenting the plight of innocent people affected by conflict. His powerful yet harrowing images draw our attention to the global humanitarian crises and the desperate situations these people find themselves in as a result of war and natural disaster. I spoke with Jan at the opening of the exhibition, focusing particularly on his images of migrants arriving on the Greek island of Lesbos, and asked him to tell me more about the situation beyond the photograph. His broken English was good enough for me, but he chose to speak through the Czech ambassador to the Holy See, Pavel Vozilek, who spearheaded the exhibition. You were there in Lesbos. Can you tell me about what is there beyond the photograph?
I spent 1 year paying attention to this phenomenon, refugees. I wanted to understand what is the force, what makes these people to leave their homes and to travel so far from their countries, from their homes, looking for some other destinations for their better life. And during this 1 year on the Balkan route, I met 80 years old disabled woman. And on her story, I understood that she had to made some horrible experience in her home when in her age, in her stage, she was forced to take such a long journey to find some better place to live in. We could read in Czech media quite frequently criticism why these old disabled people decided to take part in this process of migration, but they didn't understand that these people could hardly stay alone, for example, in the suburb of Aleppo. When the family decides to leave the place, the home, of course also these people had to follow, regardless how far they would prefer to stay home, to stay in their country. But the situation does not allow this.
Ahead of Pope Francis's visit on Saturday to the island of Lesbos, what kind of impact do you think his visit will have for the people there?
My hope is that the Pope's visit could help to find a solution for the 53,000 refugees who are right now blocked on the Greek-Macedonian borders, which these people are not covered by the EU-Turkey agreement. So nobody knows what to do with them, nobody knows how to solve the situation. And my personal hope is that the visit of His Holiness to Lesbos could bring some new energy for looking for a solution of this group of people.
Že papež by mohl v tom pomoct.
That was Czech photographer Jan Sibic speaking through Pavel Vozilek, Czech ambassador to the Holy See. I'm Georgia Gogarty.